Happy Friday, everyone. I am so excited to record today. I had the day off. It's Wednesday. I had the day off today and I'm working the rest of the week. So I just woke up in a really good mood. I cleaned my whole entire room. I'm still in the process of cleaning it. And I was listening to Emma Chamberlain's podcast as I was cleaning my room. And I was like, hearing her talk makes me want to talk. Do you guys get like that too? Like right after I'm done listening to a podcast, all I want to do is talk. So I listened to one of her podcasts. It's called Acne, her podcast that I listen to. I listen to her podcast a lot. But I listened to one of her podcasts and I was like, I'm in the mood to talk. Like maybe I should record my Friday episode now because I have off. This is like the only day that I have off. As for life updates, let me pull up my calendar. But as for life updates, I leave for San Diego next Wednesday and I have so much to do. Like I work the rest of this week and then next Monday, this weekend, I have like a few things that I have going on, nothing too crazy, but starting Monday and Tuesday, I'm recording a podcast on Monday and a podcast on Tuesday. I have to get my nails done, pedicure and manicure. And I have a few things going on for work. So I have a lot to do before San Diego. Obviously have to pack a few days before as well. So I'm recording this Friday's episode today and it will be uploaded. And then I also have to pre-record my Friday episode for the 27th. So this is the episode, of course, for the 20th, but for the 27th, I might have to even record it again today or try to record it this weekend because I have no other time besides that. So happy Friday. That's my little life update of what I've been doing and what I have coming up and stuff. What I decided to do, of course, For You Friday is going to continue being an advice session. I love it like that. But something else I want to talk about is I want to do, because I saw Emma doing this and I kind of like this, is just doing weekly things or like something from the week that I learned, you know, just something that I'm like, oh, this is a new hobby I picked up, or this is a lesson I learned this week, or this happened and it taught me this, whatever it is, because that way I can get a little bit more personal with you guys and things like that. I feel like when it came up to my podcast in the beginning, it was solely just about guests and guests' lives and their journeys and their stories and their businesses. And as I started to share more about my life on Instagram and stuff, a lot of you guys were like DMing me and you kind of just wanted to get to know me a little bit more and just a little bit about myself. So I decided that I really wanted to kind of add For You Fridays. That's why I really wanted to add For You Fridays. So yeah, basically something I learned, I guess kind of, so something I re-picked up was reading. And I used to read a lot when I was like in middle school. I read so, so much. In high school, I didn't read as much just because I was always playing sports and stuff. So I was always super busy. And I recently got out of my reading slump. The book that got me out of my reading slump, I went to the Bahamas and I brought The People We Meet on Vacation. And I remember it was a really cute book. It was like a rom-com style book, but it was really cute. I just started doing book reviews on my Instagram if you don't follow me on For You From Eve on Instagram. But yeah, so it was a cute rom-com book. And then right after that, I read It Ends With Us. If you've never read It Ends With Us, just pause this episode, go on Amazon, order it, go to your bookstore, order it, and then come back to me because it is the best book in the world. In the world. Like, I'm not exaggerating when I say that. Okay, I haven't read all the books in the world yet, so I can't really say that yet, but it is amazing and took me right out of my reading slump. Last night, I went to the bookstore with my friend and I bought the book also by Colleen Hoover, I think is how you pronounce her name or something like that. And the book was called Heart Bones. And I read this whole entire thing because me and my friend were going to Houston's to eat. And so we had a 2-hour wait. And so I went to Barnes & Noble's and I was looking around. We got coffee. We did wait 2 hours. It was really worth it. I was really, really craving their food or else I totally would not have done that, but I was really craving their food. But yeah, so I picked up this book. I came home and I started officially reading it at like 10:30 and I stayed up until 12:30 and finished it and it was amazing. So highly recommend, probably my favorite author right now. I ordered a bunch of her stuff. So yeah. Okay. So that was a little update I wanted to give. It's just that reading, I just remembered how it made me feel. And I just love how it makes me feel. It just makes me feel like brings me into a different world. So when I spend the whole day, you know, going to work, going to the gym, it's very routine, standard things, which I love. Like, I love being on a routine. I love planning my days out. You know, I love being productive and motivated. But it's like, I do that. I wake up, let's say 6, 7 a.m. I go to the gym. I get ready. I eat my breakfast. I go to work. I go to, like, you know, I come home. I make dinner. I take a shower. And then I do it all over again. And it's like, when I'm in like in the middle of a really good book, it's like I can escape from the routine a little bit and just like escape from the world a little bit, which sounds a little bit like corny, but it really is true. It takes me to a whole different world. Like it really, really takes me to a whole different world. And I love that. So I've just been super into reading. I highly recommend if you're in your reading slump right now, get out of it. It's literally like amazing to just be out of it. So totally, totally recommend getting back into reading if you haven't. Get into reading. I'm also in the middle of Malibu Rising right now. I'm almost done with it. I think I'll finish it today. But I have a few other I have a few other books that I got that I'm excited to read. But that's my little update of the week of a hot So that's my little update of the week of a habit I re-picked up is reading. I'm really, really happy. I hope it stays like this even when the semester starts, because whenever school starts, I just get out of it again because I'm like, oh, I don't really feel like, you know, reading. So yeah, that's my little life update for this week. I'm really excited for San Diego. Super, super excited. So I leave on Wednesday the 25th. So I pre-recorded 2 episodes this week, and then I have 2 coming up the day before I leave, and then I'm pre-recording 2 solo episodes. So I'm pre-recording 6 episodes just to make sure that they're ready, because I won't be able to record or edit while I'm in San Diego. So I just want to make sure, like, I'm all set. It's all scheduled. So just because I know when I went to Bahamas, I just did not prepare enough in time, and I, like, missed 2 weeks. I don't want to do that with San Diego. So I just wanted to let you guys know. But those are my little updates, and I will probably maybe post on my Instagram what I'm packing. Definitely follow me on Instagram if you want to see what outfits I'm wearing or what I end up doing there. But let's go ahead and get started with the advice session. So if you guys listened to my last episode with Steph, you guys saw we did a little bit of an advice session as well, but kind of 2 different opinions, and a lot of it was focused around school. So what I decided to do when I get questions from you guys, I kind of want to focus it on something. So the last time, I think it was focused a little bit more on like wellness and things like that. But with Steph, it was focused more on school. And today's, I want to focus a little bit on relationships, and not just boyfriend and girlfriend, but friendship as well. Also, if my voice sounds a little bit stuffy or nasally or just like kind of gross, I forgot to take my allergy pill last night. So I had a really bad allergy attack this morning. So I kind of had to take my pill a little bit late today, so my voice is still recovering. So let's go ahead and get started. The first thing that I have written down here, how to overcome being replaced. And I think being replaced can be put in pretty much every aspect of your life. You could get replaced in a relationship, in a friendship, in a job, on a team. You know, there's so many things where you could be replaced. And it sucks because when you become replaced, you think of how easily it happened. You're like, you know, you're on this soccer team, let's say, and you're like, yeah, I score the most goals. Like, you know, I do all that. And then you're no longer a starter and someone else is starting for you. And you're like, wow, I must have not been as good as I thought I was, you know, because they can do just like exactly what I can do. So I must not be that great. Or if you're in a relationship and this person that you're dating is like, you make me so happy. You know, this is the happiest I've ever been. You're an angel. Like, I'm so in love with you. There's no one else I'd rather be with. And then a week later, they break up with you. And a week after that, they're with someone else. And you're like, oh, you know, and you start to question your self-worth. And you're like, you know, like, am I doing something wrong? Is there something wrong with me? Am I really not that special? I'm just like every other girl out there. And it can be a really hard feeling. Even in friendships, you could get replaced. Like, it can really go in every aspect of your life. And I know this is probably like the last thing you want to hear, but you know, it's, there is something about you that no one else has. And I know you're probably like, oh, I knew that was going to be answered, but there's more to it. There's more to it. Give me a second. There's more to you than people know. There's more than you than you know. You know, you don't even know every single trait of yourself. You don't know everything about yourself. You have no idea. And I think that we sometimes get caught up in this idea that we have to be the only person that does something. Like, something has to be our thing. Like, oh, when people think of books, I want them to think of me. When people think of, you know, so-and-so's name, I want them to think of me too because I'm their best friend. Or, you know, we get wrapped up in our heads and we're like, we become so obsessed with what people think. And we become just so obsessive with this idea that we need to be defined by a certain aesthetic or a certain person or a certain personality trait when you don't, you know, like at the end of the day, no one cares. And it really sucks because once you put that out of your mind and once you're like, okay, you take everyone else out of the equation and you're just focused on you and this person, right? Let's say you're in a relationship. And like I said before, this person is like head over heels for you. It tells you they want to be with you. And then a week later, stops talking to you. A week after that, gets a new girl. And you're like, wow, he just replaced me. But he didn't replace you. He replaced the feeling you brought him. You brought him comfort. You brought him happiness. You brought him all these things. He didn't find someone that was like you. He found someone who could also do those things. And that doesn't make you not special. There are a million people in this world that make, maybe not a million. There's hundreds of people in this world that make me happy, right? Whether I know them or whether I don't know them. There's hundreds of people in this world that make me happy. I could hang out with 100 different people and still feel happy afterwards. But that doesn't mean that they're me. You know, that doesn't mean that one is better than the other. Everyone fulfills someone in a different way. You know, so maybe if you're in a friendship and this person kind of stopped being friends with you, maybe take a step back and just think to yourself, what kind of friend am I? You know, was I maybe a little bit too this? Was I maybe a little bit too that? Maybe I didn't, you know, maybe I wasn't that positive around them. Maybe we just grew out of each other's lives. That also happens as well. And that's not something for us to blame ourselves for. You know, people grow at different paces. We mature at different ages. You know, these are things that happen. And I think you just have to remember, no one can ever be you. No one can have your heart. No one can have your mind. People can replace the feeling that you brought them, but they can't replace who you are. And that's something you really, really have to remember. You could easily find someone. No, not easily. You can find someone to replace what someone once brought into your life. You can, no matter what, you can. At a job, right? Let's say you're the girl that that checks people out at the register, right? You work at Louis Vuitton, right? And you check people out at the register. A week later, they find someone else to do it and they replace you. And you're like, wow, anyone could do that. If you give someone a couple days of training or a couple hours of training, anyone can do that job, right? But that doesn't mean that they're you. That doesn't mean that they're better than you, you know? But it's in the feeling when you get replaced, you're like, wow, you know? But you have to understand that you're soon going to replace those people as well. If you're in a friend group and they replace you with another girl, yeah, it sucks. But at the same time, you're going to be with another friend group and replace those girls. We all replace people no matter what. And it's just not something you should get down on yourself for. It's not something you should feel bad about or question yourself about or, you know, question your self-worth about, because it's not your fault. You know, it's really not your fault. If you feel like maybe you were not the best friend ever or the best girlfriend ever or the best boyfriend ever, if you feel like maybe you could have been better and you're like, okay, I can kind of see why they replaced me. You know, like I was a little like mean. I was a little bit not loyal. I was kind of making it seem like I wasn't ready for a real relationship. So I kind of see why they replaced me. Maybe think about that. Take a step back and just think, okay, did I do anything wrong? Don't overthink to the point where you're like, I didn't say hi to their mom once, you know, or something like that. Don't overthink it. But just sit back and be like, I want to make sure that I was the person I'd want to be friends with or the person I'd want to be dating before I go, you know, super like into this mode in my head where I'm like super angry at this person and the person that they're with. So normal. You know, your ex-boyfriend gets a new girlfriend. You and your girlfriends are going to stalk this girl's Instagram. You're going to send her in the group chat. You're going to say, who's this girl? What is she wearing? Like, you know, these are things that we do that we really should just stop doing because it's no one's fault. Okay. This next one that I got was a DM because it was a little bit longer. I'm 18 and I've never had a boyfriend. My friends have all had exes and some of them are even in serious relationships. How do I find a boyfriend slash how do I stop letting it bother me? Okay, this is something that I definitely... Okay, let me try to word this right. This is not something I've personally been through just because I've been in a serious relationship for a few years now. I started dating my boyfriend at a pretty young age, so... You know, it's, I've never felt this way, but I've seen people feel this way and I've seen people, whether it was in my past, whatever, try to go for a relationship they don't even want just because they want that feeling of someone being there for them, just because they want that comfort. They want that, you know, I feel safe. I feel, you know, what's that word? Like they feel assured, all that stuff. And let me tell you something. The number one thing that you need to stop telling yourself is I want a boyfriend. Because here's the thing. When you say I want a boyfriend, you are going to settle and someone's feelings will get hurt. If you're just telling yourself I want a boyfriend, okay, cool. You're an attractive girl. I'm sure you could pick a guy off the street and just be like, hey, you know, and work your magic and do it, you know, and just be like, yeah, because, you know, I'm not saying this is the case for everyone. I'm not saying every single guy will just fall. You know, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying at the end of the day, if you want a boyfriend, you could get a boyfriend. You can. Yeah, of course, you can. But if you're not in it for the right reasons, if you're just with this person because you want a relationship, you're not going to let you're not going to really let yourself fall in love with them. And I'm sure there's certain circumstances where maybe it starts off that way and then they actually do end up falling in love, you know. I don't know, maybe I just read too many romance novels, but at the end of the day, if your main goal, you know, let's say all your friends are in serious relationships or your best friend is in a serious relationship and you're like, wow, I want that. You know, I want with, I'm done hooking up at bars. I'm done Snapchatting and texting all these guys. I want someone to be with. Like, I want someone to feel safe with. Like, I'm over the single life. Like, I'm so over it. I get it. Like, trust me, I get it. Like, I've had people say that to me. And what I can tell you is if you're just telling yourself, I want a boyfriend, I want a boyfriend. One of the first guys, you know, whether it's the first, second, third guy that comes up to you and shows you attention, your heart and your mind is going to go to this guy right away. Even if he's not someone that you're falling in love with, even if he's not someone that you should be with or you want to be with completely, your heart is going to start to sway his way and your mind is going to start to sway to his way because you're just thinking, I want a boyfriend, and you know you could get that from this kid. So you're going to right away fall in love with the idea that this guy's showing you attention, and you're going to start to see it in a way where you're like, I could kind of, you know, maybe fall for him, you know, like he's not my usual type, but maybe I can go somewhere with this. And then you're going to force it because you want a relationship, and then you're going to end up hurting him when you realize your feelings aren't genuine. So number one thing I can tell you is stop saying, I want a boyfriend. If there's someone in mind that you're like, you know, there's this guy I really like, and that's different. That's totally fine. I actually think that's a lot better because at least you're pursuing someone rather than just trying to pursue the feeling of a relationship. Think about relationships though, and this will happen in every single relationship, is there's always going to be a bump in the relationship, right? Always. There's going to be a bump, and it's if you get through it, you're meant to be because you love each other enough to fight for it, right? But if you don't get through it, then you kind of maybe love wasn't enough. You know, maybe you didn't love each other as much as you thought, or maybe love just wasn't enough in that situation, right? So when you're young, right, because like I said, I got into a relationship at a young age. I know people who've gotten into a relationship at a young age. When I got into my relationship, I was not who I am today. You know, it's been like 3 years. I was not at all who I am today. And so I had to grow as a person while being in this relationship. And if you're dating, you know, honestly at any age, because we grow every single day, but especially like your late teens, early 20s, if you're dating during this time and getting into a relationship that's, you know, going to go towards a more serious path, then you're going to be growing as a person. I don't know how old the person is, like, you know, end up, maybe you could end up with like 27-year-old who's got to figure out, who knows, but if you're going with someone that's your age or near your age, no matter what age we are, we're still growing every day as a person, right? But especially in your early 20s, you are really growing. That's when you're like starting to get out of college, needing to figure out what you want to do for the rest of your life. Like, you're going to start paying off your student loan debt. You got to, you know, you're graduating from your major. You want to start a full-time job. There's all these things that you're going to be doing. And so once you get to that point of like, okay, I have to try to kind of figure out like what I want to do and who I want to be. For most people, they would say, oh, I don't want to be in a relationship during that point in my life because I want to figure myself out first. Focus on that. Focus on yourself. Focus on who do you want to be, whether it's who you want to be in a friendship, a relationship, as a coworker, no matter as a student, no matter what it is, focus on you. Make sure you have your goals set straight. Make sure you have your life set straight. You know, what are you majored in? Are you in college? Yeah, you're in college. So what are you majored in? What do you want to do? You know, I'm not saying you have to figure all these things out, but have an idea and think about it and just think for yourself, because when you get into a relationship, you are of course going to, you know, want to be with this person a lot. You're going to want to pursue this person, prioritize this person. But instead of seeking for a relationship, just start working on who you would be in a relationship. Work on yourself, work on your health, work on your financial goals, work on your career, work on your hobbies, work on your friendships, your family, all these things. Work on these things and the right person will come. And I know it's easier said than done. I know you're probably like, ugh, F this girl. She's been in a relationship for years. Like, she doesn't, I get it. Trust me, I get it. And I did not, the relationship that I'm in right now, part of me really wanted it to the point where I like fought for it, but I did not expect it to come around when it did. I had to be patient with that. I'm still young, but I was young when the relationship started. I was at a very low point in my life, to be honest, when the relationship started. And I think that that's why I didn't push so hard for the relationship, because I knew I was at a low point, but when it was God's timing, it was God's timing. So I was just at a really, really low point, and I had to work on myself while being in this relationship. And, you know, obviously if my boyfriend and I didn't love each other so much, who knows where it would have went. If I'm working on myself, like, you have to work on yourself, especially at that age. You have to figure out who you are. You have to love yourself before you can expect anyone else to love you. You have to love yourself to show others how to love and treat you. So I was at that point in my life where I was like, I don't really love myself, like, at all. You know, I actually have a lot of problems with who I am and what I look like and the way I live my life. Like, I dealt with a lot of that stuff. And I worked on it. You can still be independent and in a serious relationship. I think that's something that also gets twisted. 100% you could be independent and in a really good relationship. I think me and my boyfriend are both very independent people, so it kind of works. But yeah, just focus on you and the right guy will come along. Don't feel any pressure. The second you start trying to force it or putting pressure on it, you're going to end up in a relationship that you probably didn't even want from the start, and someone's feelings are going to get hurt. So it's nothing to rush. It's nothing to rush. Work on you and create your own goals and focus on you. And the right person will come when you least expect it, to the point where you're going to be like, I don't even have time for this person. You know, like, work on you. The next thing I will be talking about is advice on a healthy friendship. So this is obviously very niche for everyone. Everyone's going to have a different situation when it comes to this. So I'll try to bring up a few situations that you might be in. Maybe you're in a very toxic friendship that you want to turn healthy. Maybe you just dropped some toxic friends and now you want to like find new healthy ones, you know. The first thing I will say is you are the sum and the average of your 5 closest friends. Whether you see it, whether you believe it or not, you are. The mannerisms you pick up, the activities that you like to do, the drive that you have, the sense of humor you have, no matter what it is, these are people that you are around and talking to all the time. And you will slowly, you know, if you're in a group of friends, right, that you met in college that are like super hardworking people, they work 5 days a week, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., and then they get home and they do their side hustles, and you're just not working at all, and you just sit at home and like watch YouTube and stuff, you're gonna be like, you're gonna be like, I don't do enough. You know, like, I need to do more, I need to do better. I need to get a job, right? And you're going to have these friends that motivate you to want to work, to have goals, to be successful, work on your career, all these things. So when you're around hardworking people like that, it makes you think, I'm not doing enough, I need to do more. If you're around people who don't work and who just spend the days doing nothing and, you know, whatever, like daddy's credit card type of people, which, not to be stereotypical, but, you know, stuff like that, you're going to be like, okay, maybe I should just like take it easy on myself. You know, I don't really have to rush into, you know, and you're going to start to become like them. No matter what, it's what happens, right? So when it comes to having a healthy friendship, you need to make sure, number one, you are that healthy friend. You know, you can't be like a super gossipy, toxic, like talk about you behind your back, negative person and expect the most positive, you know, girl coming into the room with her oil diffusers and her manifestation journal. Like, you can't expect that if you're the total opposite of that, because you will not attract those people into your life if you're not like them. So when it comes to, let's say you just dropped a toxic friend group, right? Let's say you just dropped a toxic friend group and you want to go into a healthy friendship or a healthy friend group. Number one, look back at yourself. Who am I? What kind of friend am I? What is my personality? Like, what are some things I prioritize? You know, is this someone, am I someone I'd want to be friends with? And answer truthfully. And whatever you maybe you're like, nah, maybe I wouldn't want to be friends with me because sometimes I get offended really easily and like snap on people and have this really negative energy. Okay, fix that. Work on that, because you will attract people who are the exact same way, right? So when you become this super positive person, the super hardworking person, this person who's focusing on themselves and their health and their wellness and everything like that, you will attract people who are also like that. You know, it's the law of attraction. So you will attract people who are also like that, and that will help you get into a healthy friendship. And also think about the things you value in a friendship. You know, don't just like settle for someone just because you want someone to sit at the lunch table with, or you want someone to go shopping with you, or you want someone to go to the bars with. Think about what you value in a friendship. And, you know, you utilize that in your friendships, utilize it. So those are some of the things I think that we all go through, especially as like girls, when we're in like middle school and high school, we're really trying to just figure ourselves out. And I think that it can be a little bit, I don't know. I just feel like it could be a little bit, it's hard, because when you're in middle school and high school, it's a little bit harder because you're like closed off to these people. You are forced to go to school with these people. You and these people don't have anything in common with each other. Maybe some of you do, but, you know, when you're in college, at least you're going to be surrounded by people who maybe want to work in the same career path as you, or, you know, they chose the school that you did for a reason. So there's some similarity you guys have there. You're kind of more free to be friends with who you want to be and kind of explore other options and everything like that. So if you wrote this question and you're like in high school, I know it's probably harder now because you're like secluded to these people, but once you get into college, it's a lot easier to kind of just like branch out and figure it out on your own, trial and error, and like meet millions of different, thousands of different people, and just figure it out for yourself. So I think when it comes to having a healthy friendship, you need to focus on who you are as a friend, and then kind of just don't even, like, you could go out and search for it. It's not something you really have to like completely sit back on, you know, talk to people in class, at the farmer's market, through Instagram, like all these things. And then once you kind of get onto that level with them, it'll be easier to be like, hey, we should grab coffee one time, and then just see if you click. And if you don't, and it's the worst 30 minutes of your life, then it's the worst 30 minutes of your life, and you never have to see this person again. But if it ends up great and you end up being really good friends with this person, go for it. You know, I think it's just becoming friends with people can be a little bit difficult. I definitely am not the greatest at it in college. Like in college, I was not that great at making friends. In high school, I was like so open and like outgoing and loud and whatever. And then in college, I was a lot more reserved, quiet, comfortable with the friends I already had outside of college. So I had no like urge to make good friends. But now I think I'm getting back into the mindset of like, I want to make really good friends in college. The last thing I want to talk about, and this is something I think I'd probably have a different opinion on than most, but I will share it anyways. I saved it for last. Opinions on right person, wrong time. When it comes to right person, wrong time, here's my, I guess you could say, controversial, unpopular opinion. It doesn't. Not real. There's no such thing. And here's why I think that. If this is truly the right person, it doesn't matter what time you're in. It doesn't matter. Like, maybe you could try to convince my mind with a certain situation. Doesn't matter. I just have seen this. I've been in this. Like, whatever it is, you will make it work if it is the right person. And I know what you're thinking. there's a million situations where I could change your mind. That's what you're thinking about me. I know. I mean, maybe some of you agree with me. I don't know. I see this on TikTok a lot where it's like they will – I don't know how people – by the way, how do people just like post like their life like that? Like they post like videos of them and their ex-boyfriend with like sad music and the black and white filter. And then they're like, hope he doesn't see this. And it's like, why do you even take that chance? Like that's absolutely like crazy to me. But anyways – I see people on TikTok do this and they're like, right person, wrong time. But it's like, what does that mean? What happened where it was the wrong time? You know, here are some examples that I can think of. And maybe you're thinking of something completely different. This is the examples that I'm thinking of when I think of people, why people would say that. Number one, maybe you fell in love right before this person has to go to college or right before this person has to move for a certain job. Or something, right? Maybe you're like, I fell in love with this person 4 months before they had to go move all across the world to Australia and become a journalist. Why'd I have to fall in love with them 3 months before? And you're like, well, I'm not going to do a long distance relationship. I love them so much. I love them and I'm in love with them, but you know, they're definitely the right person, but it's the wrong timing. I wish I met them earlier, or I wish I met them after they came back from Australia, right? If you ask me, that's just one situation. Let me try to think of another situation too. Right person, wrong time. Let's say you're dating someone that's going through a really horrible time in their life. You know, like something super traumatic is happening in their life and you've been with this person for a few months, a year, whatever it is that you call it, that you're like, okay, I love this person. Like this is the person I want to be with. I love this person. And something super traumatic happens in their life where they're like, yeah, like, you know, and they're a different person a little bit. They're a little bit more negative. They're a little bit more sad because of what they're going through. And you're like, I can't do this. You know, you're like, I can't be in this negative energy anymore. And you give up on this person. And you're like, I love them. They were the right person, but it was the wrong timing because of what happened in their life, right? Those are just two examples that I'm thinking of. Let me give one more example because I don't want people to come at me. I know people might come at me for this. One more example is, let's say you start dating young, right? You start dating someone young and this person, right? You realize that you're younger than this person, like less mature than this person and just haven't grown like this person has, right? Let's say that's you and that's like how you are. The thing I could tell you is that wait, I kind of lost my train of thought. Hold on, let me restart that. Let's say you're younger than this person that you are dating or wanting to pursue, right? Let's say you guys have been talking, dating for 3-4 months. You're like, I love this person, but I'm just not there. Like, I don't love myself enough yet. You know, I need to kind of work on myself before getting into this relationship, right? So you're like, I love this person. They're the right person, but it's just the wrong timing because I'm not there with myself yet. Here's the thing. Number one, with the Australia relationship, I'm making it work no matter what. If you told me right now, I would tell you I'm with my soulmate. I'm with the person I want to be with for the rest of my life. Like, not to get super sappy, but if you're in the same mindset as me, right? And you're like, I love this person. Like, I've never loved anyone more in my life. I can't believe how, like, it makes me sick how much I love, it makes me sick how much I love this person, right? If you're in that same boat as me, and my significant other tells me he's got to go to Australia, I'm packing my bags. I can't. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I won't let that go. You know, like, I would never just be like, oh, that's – like, what draws the line of it, like, ending the relationship? Besides, like, if they cheat on you, you know, or something like that, like, okay. But how – that's not necessarily a right person, wrong time. That is not the right person if they're cheating on you. You know what I mean? Like – no matter what situation I'm in, I'm standing by my man, like no matter what. So that's just something I personally don't believe in because if it's really the right person, there's no wrong timing. They came into your life for a reason. God doesn't mess up like that. They came into your life for a reason. There's a reason that they're in your life the time that they are. If you're at the lowest you are, insecurity-wise, self-love-wise, mental health-wise, and this person comes into your life and you start to get feelings for them and you're like, but I can't get into it. They're in your life for a reason. They could be the ones that heal you, the one that saves you. You don't know. So for me, like I said, when I got into my relationship, I was at my lowest. mental health, physical health, emotional health, the relationship I had with myself, self-love, self-acceptance. I had none of that. Like, I was at a horrible place with myself. Horrible. And so when I was in this relationship, you know, there was a point where I tried to run, you know, and I ran. I can't do this. I need to love myself first. I'm at a really bad place with myself, right? And I found myself right back in the beginning where I was like, you know what? This is the right person. So I need to just learn to love myself while being with this person. If this is who I'm meant to be with and this is who I'm meant to fall in love with, they're going to love me through the journey of me loving myself. You know, they're going to be patient with me and they're going to wait until I work on myself while also being with me and helping me through it, you know? So that's why I don't really believe in right person, wrong time, because even if you're in the wrong time in your life and it's the right person, you're going to make it work. Obviously, you can't speak for the other person. You're not going to hold them down and make them stay with you if they're going through something. But at the end of the day, you kind of just have to realize, like, if it's in your hands and you truly think this is the right person, time doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You're going to do anything for that person. You're going to do anything to be with that person, right? Maybe you thought it was the right person, but it's not. Maybe you really, really thought that this was the one and this was the person you were meant to be with and the person you were meant to fall in love with, and it ends up just not being that person, right? Which is a hard pill to swallow, but it happens. You know, maybe that person will come back to you. Let's say you didn't want them, you didn't want to go to Australia, but you didn't want to do a long distance relationship. You're like, my job is here, my family's here, my friends are here, my whole life is here, so I'm not moving to Australia. And I'm not having a relationship where I have to, at least for where I live, where you have to travel 24 hours to see this person. I'm not doing it. So let's say you're like that and you're in that mindset. You're like, I can visit them only 3 times a year because of my job schedule and because of this and that. And I can't be in a relationship where I can only see my significant other 3 times a year. I can't do it. And you're like, I have to end the relationship. And then fast forward 2 years later, they leave Australia. They're back in the suburbs or the city. And you meet with this person again and you're like, okay, now we can make it work, right? It's not wrong timing because you ended up back together. So I don't understand situations where right person, wrong time would come in place. Maybe I'm being ignorant. I don't know. I'm not completely opposed to it. But just in my eyes, maybe it's just because I'm like a romantic that doesn't stop reading novels and romance movies. But I just really think that if it's truly the right person, you will find the time and time will matter. So yeah, that was a really big rant. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode of For You Fridays. If you haven't gotten to ask me a question or ask advice on anything, you guys could follow my Instagram at For You From Eve. I always put it in the description. I normally will post, you know, like ask me questions once a week or once every 2 weeks, depending if I get like a lot of questions that 1 week. I'll normally do it once every 2 weeks sometimes. Yeah, all my socials will be linked in the description. Thank you to everyone who participated in this advice session. I really do love talking to you guys, and I appreciate all the positive feedback I received from For You Fridays. This is only the second one. We have a lot more to come. So yeah, thank you everyone who listened. Have an amazing weekend. Amazing, amazing. My next For You Friday will definitely be pre-recorded this week and uploaded because I'll be in San Diego for next week's For You Friday. I'm really, really excited to go. Like I said, I go on Wednesday, and then this Monday I will be uploading with Elena, who is a wellness influencer, but also a marketing student and has her own podcast. So, look out for that. And yeah, so thank you guys so much for listening. Have an amazing, amazing and safe weekend. DM me, let me know what you guys are looking forward to this weekend, and I will talk to you guys Monday. Bye.